Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. Yes. I want you to share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. That's right. Now, listen, if you truly, truly care, if you care about the Constitution, if you care about your First Amendment right, if you care about your Second Amendment right, if you care about purchasing some bullets for your Second Amendment right, then you'll stop what you're doing and you will share. You'll share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air because sharing is caring. That's right. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Oh, yes. Want you to stay updated and informed. Stay connected, okay? Because let me tell y'all something. After a day like the day that left, ooh, they are ticked off. They ticked off, y'all. So they want to do everything they can to just try to shut us right on down. But guess what? We have frankspeech.com. We have Frank Social, the Frank Social app. We have Lindell TV. Yes. We have Mike Lindell. That's right. That have created this platform so that individuals like myself can have a voice to be able to speak my truth to you and for you to be here to listen. So download those apps. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, a Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, in the live chats. Shout out. Yes. Shout out to each and every one of you all. Yes. And especially, yes. Shout out to Lindell TV, to RSBN Network, to CTA TV, to Stripes TV, to Blessed News Network, to Eagle News Network, and all of the other different networks that's carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show on your platform. Thank you so very much. I truly, truly do appreciate it. Listen, you all, the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Toppers 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more. They're at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Diamond or promo code Trump won because he won it. We know he won it. We know that this demonic, imbecilic bastard named Jim Crow Joe Biden didn't get no 81 million votes. We already know that, okay? They can play y'all, but they ain't gonna be able to play me. Yeah, because you don't get that staying it stuck in your basement somewhere. You just don't do that. So use promo code Diamond or promo code Trump one. All right. Don't forget about the My Coffee at mystore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at mystore.com. Use promo code Diamond or promo code Trump one, whichever fits you as you're typing away or as you're calling in your order. That's right. All right, you all. The show is also sponsored by drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. If you are in need of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or potassium iodine, then visit drstellamd.com. Use promo code Diamond to receive a discount. Now, you all, I'm hearing so many different people. Now, all of a sudden, they have their emergency kits and different kits, and they're talking about the wellness and being prepared. I said, oh, Lord, hey, they've been over here listening to Silk, just tell it like it is. And they've been listening to Dr. Stella going off as well, trying to tell everybody, get you some ivermectin and some hydroxychloroquine. All right. So you can get yours at drstellamd.com. That's right. Book your telehealth appointment today. Don't delay. Get your medicine cabinet stopped up. So that you can have your ivermectin, your hydroxychloroquine, or your potassium iodine. Now, we already know that the DOJ said that Jim Crow Joe Biden is not mentally fit to stand trial. All right. He's not mentally fit to stand trial, but I guess he's mentally fit to have his finger on the button. Yes. So So just in case this fool think that it's the life call button and he decide to push it, or he think it's a toy, or his mind click and he just decide to push the button, you want to be prepared and not scared. Get your potassium iodine right there at drstellamd.com. The show is also sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com, where it uses light therapy, you all. No drugs, no medicine or anything like that enters the body, okay? This encourages your natural stem cells, all right? And it uses your God-given energy to provide unique wellness benefit, okay? All right? That's what I love about these patches. According to LifeWave, each patch is exclusively designed to reflect particular wavelengths of energy that stimulate specific points on the skin, you all, okay? Another thing I like about this is that it's money-back guarantee. Now, you all know that I had it where, you know, I'll send you out some free samples, and I'm starting to get so many testimonies coming back in just from the few samples that I've sent out. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus, because I pray that it bless you all just like it's blessed me and my family. Okay. So if you're interested in these patches, go to patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. All right. Patchthat.com and see what it's all about. If you want more information concerning the LifeWave patches, then go to patchthat.info. Okay. Patchthat.info. Now, this ain't going to take away from all of that medicine that you're taking, all of them drugs that you're taking. No, this ain't going to take away from all of that stuff. That's going to be up on you to take it away from you. All right. I'm just introducing you to something else that don't have nothing to do with no drugs, no pharmaceuticals, or none of that stuff. All right. Patchthat.com. Last but not least, you all, don't forget to go to diamondandsilkstore.com and get your bumper sticker. That's right. Get your bumper sticker. We want Trump. We want Trump. You know, I've been looking at my man. I've been looking at him all over the place. It's different rallies and different things. And I love when I hear the people saying, we want Trump. We want Trump. I said, oh, God, it'd be good if they had some bumper stickers out there just holding it up. We want Trump. And you all, we want him. And we need him back in this country. So diamondsilkstore.com, 2 for $5. Okay. Yes, the team had it there, 2 for $10. I went in. That's right. And I bought it down 2 for $5 because I want everybody to have it now. For the ones that scared, you scared to wear to put the bumper sticker on your vehicle, then purchase it to support the show and put it there in your house. Okay? All right. That's why I tell you all to make sure you carry your peace so that you can have peace and keep peace and be at peace, especially with us having all of these terrorists and these illegal aliens over here in our country. Murdering up people, huh? It's time to answer back. So have your peace so that we can keep peace and be at peace. All right. I just need to know if my guests are ready. You can talk to me through here. Let me know. Are we ready to go? Yes, no, maybe so. Hello, somebody text me. Let me know. If we're ready to go, then bring on Melanie. There you go. Melanie Hannon and Beatrice Thomas. Hello, darling. How are you all doing?
Hi, I'm good.
We're doing great. I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Can you hear us?
I can hear you all loud and clear. Now, I first need to know, now, are you all mothers of J6 defendants?
I am a mother of a J6 defendant, yes.
Okay, all right. And Mama B?
Yes,
darling. Did I say it right, Mama B?
Yes, darling, you did.
Okay, so now, how are you affiliated with the J6, sir?
Well, what it is, when I met her, she came to me, and it was some problems that she had also. And I referred her to our representative of Northwest Florida.
Gotcha.
Northeast and Northwest Florida. And that's how I came involved with it.
All right. So, Melanie, I want you to tell us what's going on. And we'll talk about Senator Rick Scott's event if you all was able to make it there. But what's going on with I'm assuming your son.
Yes.
Let the audience know what's going on.
My son was basically coerced into taking a plea deal because he was scared. The government scared him literally to death. They were threatening him with years in prison. They were threatening him with long-term issues, which he's going to have long-term issues anyway. But he ended up getting, I say it wasn't a long time, but it was long enough. He ended up getting 75 days in the Bureau of Prisons, and he was in solitary over half of his time there. And they used COVID as a reason to keep him in solitary for, you know, that with all that going on at the time. But he also he's lost his First Amendment, his Second Amendment, he's lost his Eighth Amendment, and now he is on probation until 2025 with a gag order. And it's impossible for him to really do a lot of things. I mean, he's a good man. He's a good father. He's a father of five. And, you know, it puts a damper on. So I myself am a mother, his mother. And now I feel like I'm a mother to many of the J6ers. I'm an advocate for them, a family member. And now I have friends. I have some beautiful friends now. And I will stand up for the voiceless because they are voiceless. We have people sitting in prison cells right now as we speak who aren't getting proper nutrition, who are being abused, they're being beaten. And it's absolutely inhumane to even imagine in our country, our beautiful country, that we are going through this. It is not fair. So tonight on your show, I am asking Congress to please give us immediate action for an oversight committee for our January Sixers. We are literally in, this is, they are in immediate danger. They were pulled from their homes. They were, basically it's kidnapping. They were kidnapped from their homes, their families, their in front of their wives, their children, their mothers, their loved ones. This is absolutely the worst thing that could happen to an American citizen. Veterans. I mean, we have the most veterans here in the state of Florida that have been taken out of their homes and put in these prison cells. There has been no due process for many of them.
What was your son? What was he charged with? What did he plead? You know, take the plea for?
There was many things, and one of the things was that he didn't. He for, I guess, going into the Capitol for obstruction of Congress, all the same things everyone else has gotten. But my son was pulled by his forearm into the Capitol. He was standing at a door, and with the pressure of all the people pushing on them, as he was standing there, it was about the fourth person or so. Once the doors magically, magnetically opened, my child was pulled in by a guy inside the door, unseen by the people outside. My son was pulled in by his forearm, and there's a video of that. I also need a J6 committee immediate action. We are asking the House Oversight Committee. I have the phone number here. I need every American calling the Oversight Committee. This is literal live news coverage that should be on every network. And I appreciate you for doing this for us.
This what is that phone number?
That I have to put my glasses on. The phone That's number okay. is 202-225-8281. We have victims that were murdered on January 6th. We have suicides from the pressure of the government due to the rest of this,
what I call these individuals, these are hostages. These are American hostages. Okay.
Yes.
is what I call them. I know they tag the J6ers and all of that on, but these are American hostages. And I often ask this question, how is it that we can be concerned about hostages in a whole nother country when American citizens are being held hostage with no due process right here in our own country, right here in America, okay? Exactly. And then they want to take and talk about these individuals going into the Capitol, trespassing into the people's house. See, the Capitol is supposed to be the people's house. We the one paid that bill, all right? We pay for the taxpayers pay the bill, all right? That's the people house. So you want to say they trespassing at the people house while we have illegal aliens trespassing in America every day, and they're being given free food, iPhones, IDs, plane rides exactly. everywhere, and they slaughtering American citizens, but American citizens who actually took and utilized their First Amendment right by protesting a rigged and fraudulent election, all right? And for a lot of people, wasn't even at the Capitol. A lot of people weren't even there at the Capitol because of the election, and they're still in the midst of this right here, all right? So these people are being held hostage.
That is correct.
Yes.
And let me tell you, we're tired, but we're not tired enough to give up our country. We've only got 9 months to save this place.
Amen to that.
And these folks are sitting there, and we are their only voice out here. We're it.
Yeah.
We're it. We're all they have.
That's the reason why I utilize this platform, to allow individuals to have a voice. Because I don't see this here on the lamestream media. They don't even want to talk about it, okay? Unless it's something bad. I don't care if it's left wing, right wing, or in between, okay? I don't care who they are. The truth is the truth. Mama B, I need to know, what's your thoughts about all of this?
Well, number one thing is, it was a big distraction with America. As we know, mm-hmm. President Trump had told everyone to go in peace. I had a mm-hmm. couple of my bikers there. They was there at the Capitol, and they didn't know what was going on the other side, but I was talking to them and telling them that trouble was arising of what they showed on TV to us. But mm-hmm. I also realized one thing. It was a setup. And it really sad. It was really sad to put and blame it on President Trump. This was another distraction, America. It was another distraction to throw us off. Number one thing is this, is that God knows the truth. And he's going to prevail. Regardless to how they hype it up, regardless to how much it is programmed in the people's mind of hate, because some people's already what they want to do. It was the biggest setup in history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when they made sure that our president
mm-hmm.
Take the fall for it, and then that's when they started just snatching people up like left and right. People didn't have anything to even do with it, but to make a point about it, it was a stress and disaster to handcuff America. And now you have young people that is behind bars mm-hmm. that hadn't seen their parents, haven't talked to none of their family members, is what I was told. And this is just one thing that America, that they really took America upside down.
Yeah.
It really took us. And a lot of us that was listening to all of this, the first thing was the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make sure certain things was followed by the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And this is mm-hmm. why I know now, understanding prayer, fasting, and praying for these young people, even older men and stuff that are in there for their families. And really, just like you said, that was for us. That was for the American peoples to go. And these mm-hmm. groups that were staged to do this foolishness, they got away with it.
They think they got away with it. But like I say, you may not pay what you owe, but you're going to reap what you sow. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
These individuals, this is called entrapment. Let me tell you how it's entrapment. Okay. Because when the doors magically opened from the inside and these individuals walked in, they had red velvet ropes for them to walk through so they can sightsee the Capitol. They even took selfies with the police officers that was there. A lot of the police officers gave them tours, all right, throughout the Capitol, okay? And this is on video, all right? So it was a setup from the get-up. It was an entrapment of these individuals because they tried to get this illegitimate bastard, wanted to make him to seem as if he's legitimate, and he was not, okay?
Yeah,
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with saying that the 2020 election was rigged, it was stolen, it was a coup d'etat that took place, foreign interference, Democrat interference, election interference, all of that happened and went down, okay? Even when my sister Diamond was alive, we was out the loudest telling everybody this was a rigged election, okay? That's what it was.
Yes.
Now you got individuals that's not up there because what they want to do is to try to make it look like these individuals are extremists, white supremacists, and terrorists. We have terrorists that's crossing our border, that's invading our country right now.
That's right.
All right? And a lot of them know where they don't. They don't even know where they at. Okay?
Yeah.
But we got them invading our country right now. Okay?
Yes.
And everybody just sitting by saying kumbaya while you got American citizens locked up talking about days.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Past. Exactly.
So that thing just burns. It really burns me up. Now, I understand you all was at an event with Senator Rick Scott. What was that all about?
That was wonderful. Senator Scott came down and to meet with us. That was majority leaders of us that is into the Black Americans and those that are working, trying to make life much better for us to understand. Now, I knew Rick for 15 years, and okay. The team that I worked with was the one that got him into, we worked it hard to make sure the Panhandle cover him, even when he was governor, and now he's senator. So he came out and explained to us a lot of things that we learned that we didn't know about, of a lot of things of the communication that's in the White House. And so it was so wonderful to have him to come to the city of Pensacola, Florida. Okay. And it was wonderful. I mean, and then we had the Lincoln dinner with him, with the RNC chair people, John Roberts, and also we had the vice chair, which is wonderful, that Charles Thornton. And we did a wonderful thing for him, you know, in fundraising, because you know we have to do the fundraising. We know that. In order to get on that ballot and make sure that we take back our country and even our cities. We got 67 cities we got to cover. So it has been a wonderful experience for a lot of people. And I also like to say this. When I first started out, still 30-something plus years ago, okay, wow. I had churches and things to tell them about what the Republican Party stand for. But a lot of them really exited me out of the door. Okay, Rick was one that came to Mama B. And when he came to me, I told him this, and I can tell you this one thing about it. I say, now, once you get there, it was Jennifer Carroll on the ticket with him as the lieutenant governor. I said, now, if you here to fight for this country, make sure that it be honest and sincere. Because if you get in the rain and you lose my number. I don't want to talk to you.
All right.
Lose my number. Right. I tell every one of them to lose my number. Because if you hear, and he have proven himself to be worthy mm-hmm. of Florida. And for the United States, as far as that concerned, because he's right there with President Trump. He understands President Trump. He didn't bout against President Trump. He came on the right field with the rest of us.
Right. Well, let me ask both of you this. What are your thoughts about the Republican Party being infiltrated by Democrats? I call them trans Republicans. They're really a Democrat, but they identify as a Republican, and they're infiltrating the Republican Party. So what are your thoughts about that, Melanie? What's your thoughts about that happening? And Melanie, have you ever gotten an opportunity to even talk to a senator or a congressman or woman concerning your son?
Yes, ma'am, I have. We just were at last week, we went to the Don Jr. and Matt Gaetz town hall in Pensacola, and that was wonderful. Those two are quite a pair. I said they almost act uh-huh. like brothers.
Yeah.
But they do great work together, and they are wonderful people. I am really proud to be in the district that Matt Gaetz is in. You know,
yes,
it really is wonderful. I really am proud. I'm District 1 here in Northwest Florida. And yes, that was an amazing event. There were a lot of people there. We learned a lot. And Matt is a good person.
But you said you got to talk to a congressman.
I did speak with Matt for a brief moment. It was very busy, small area. But yes, I did. And I explained to him that, you know, we need a committee immediately. And mm-hmm. one of a friend of mine who is now a really good friend of mine, another J6 mom, I had her son's palm card with his picture on it and his story. And I gave mm-hmm. it to Matt. And Matt put it in a suit coat. And he assured me that, you know, he would do this, but I pray on it every day. Trust me.
That's all we can do is really pray on it. I'm going to come back to my question in a few minutes. Let me just say this here. I am really, really upset with our Republican Congress, because if the shoe was on the other foot, Democrats, there's no way these people would still be locked up if these were Democrats right. that was being held hostage, okay?
Exactly.
But our Republican Congress have the power to do a whole lot of different things, all right? And it appears to me that they're slow walking this. I feel like they're slow walking this thing, all right? This is going on 3 years. You got people still locked up, no due process, hadn't been to trial, in the basement, being shipped from here to there, inhumane living, got to be chained when taking a shower. Hadn't did anything to warrant being down in a hole, teeth kicked out of their mouth. You know, it's a lot of different things that I see my Republican Congress. They, at the beginning, it was Democrat Congress, and they was like, we can't do nothing until we get the House. We gave them the House, and it appears that they've done pretty much nothing. You got Mike Johnson talking about, we're going to release the footage. We're going to release all of the footage, and here we are still waiting on the footage to be released, all of
yes.
it. You see what
we
I'm saying?
It.
So, they need to step up. They need to grow some acorns. Is what they need to do.
Right.
Grow some acorns. All right, and step up to the plate here to help our fellow citizens. Okay, now the original question: what are your yes. thoughts about our party, the Republican Party, being infiltrated by what I call trans Republicans? They're truly Democrat, but they identify as a Republican.
My thoughts on that are check their donors, because there's a lot of notice. You're going to notice a lot of things when it comes to their donors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, research these people deeply, and you're going to know who's in the who with who. I promise mm-hmm. you, I've learned a lot by checking donors. Call those donors. Call them. The numbers are on these websites. Call the mm-hmm. donors and ask them, like, what is your affiliation to this person? How do you feel mm-hmm. about this person? That's a great way, in my opinion, to try to find out who's who. Look who
Who's
they've been
who?
affiliated with. That's how we found out about some. I've literally looked up some of these judges in DC, and some of them are affiliated with Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok. Go look at it. It's insane. No wonder our January Sixers have no way of even having a chance in these DC courts.
That's right.
It will just freak you out if you see this. It's
That's
amazing.
right. Mama
So
B,
way.
yes, daughter. Mama B, what is your thoughts about the Republican Party being infiltrated by what I call a trans Republican, which is nothing but a Democrat identifying as a Republican?
Well, this from day one, Silk, even in this election, that President Trump won that was stolen from him. That's exactly what they did. They set up a platform, and as you notice, a lot of people that was on Facebook was getting stuff saying that they was Republicans and they wanted to be your friend. But it really was a big setup with free phones, all of this communication to get the information from us. And then we have a whole lot of rhinos. That's the thing. They riding, oh, they riding, okay. And they riding with the wrong butt tail, okay. So when I kept telling them, I said, it's something strange about this whole thing, because number one thing, you done been attacking President Trump, but you sitting there on his board, some of them. I was on his board. Some of them was, it's the same way with David. When David was telling us about you sitting around the table and you eating and you dipping in all of this entertainment that we are doing, and this smooth talk is butter. This is what some of these people are actually are doing. Now, since they know that their tails are being hit, now they want to come out and say, well, I was with him all the time. No, ma'am, and no, sir. I don't buy that. I don't buy them lies. I don't buy them deceit, because a snake is a snake.
Come on.
And they would not have us to come and even talk. Some of them that say they were spiritual leaders, they was lying. Some of
Lying,
them say they prayed for them, they was lying.
yep.
It was so much still that it had distracted America. But now the tables are unveiling. It's uncovering the foolishness. No longer are we going to be with these rhinos that wants to be Democrats, but they already is Democrat, and they know that I'm messed up now. Now you want to
That's right.
run and want to call me and run my phone all up, talking about you understand what's going on now. You should have did that from day one.
Come on.
Okay.
That's right.
President Trump did not, he was not a prejudiced man. We already know that. You all, I have to say this, and even to Diamond, I love that her so dealing, you all. You brought it out. You brought President Trump out. And what they did, they used the blacks to go against each other. Like this Black Lives Matter now. Now they
That's
want to
right.
get on President Trump team, but wait a minute. Hold up,
Huh?
brothers and sisters.
Come on.
It's an apology got to be done up before you jump on a team with me.
That's right.
Because
That's
we're
right.
not going to take this. We're not going to take this. We're not going to take this ignorance any longer. You tore up
That's right.
city. You caused a lot of things. You jumped on elderly people. You
Yeah.
burned down a lot of places. You didn't
Community.
know the next day you had to go next door and get what you done burnt down. You over there with the white man, since you saying the white man did all this to you. Then when you
Right.
come back, you done sit up there and burnt everything down, including your church, everything. And the pastors of these churches, that's another thing. They done went
Woo.
out and told all kind of lies and never, never, ever told President Trump that they were sorry for what they have done.
That's
Like you
right.
got this issue in Georgia. The same exact demons is the same demons now.
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
So
And
we got to
see,
call these spirits out. And when you call these spirits out, then you're able to take on the platform. But
that's right.
We can't share with that. We can't do it because we are fair and honest people. We don't go out there and riot in the streets. We don't burn down stuff. And they realize that. And this is why January the 6th was trying to label us as rude and radical people when they are the ones that does this. See, the devil's true colors is they don't want themselves to be called out. But we
That's
call
right.
that spirit out in the name of Jesus right now.
Amen.
The devil is a liar and Jesus definitely is the Messiah.
That's right. Amen. And you know what else? See, they talk about an insurrection, but like I told them, the real insurrection took place January 21st, 2017, when President Trump was being inaugurated. And they had the little wussy hats on. They was breaking out the glass and all of that stuff up there in D.C. How do I know? Because my sister and I was there and we saw it all go down. And our security team had to reroute us all the way around all of the foolishness that was going on. Now that's what an insurrection looked like. Okay. Now, what happened November 3rd, 2020, that's called a coup d'etat. All right. That's when the foreign interference and with them taking and rigging the election, they stole the election. Also, the deep state snake Republicans was right there. So the Democrats stole the elections. And the deep state snake Republicans drove the getaway car. That's what that
is. Yes,
like,
ma'am.
They were right there as a team when all of this here went right on down. Okay. And all of these individuals, I know, like you said, at the beginning was Diamond and Silk, a lot more other faithful and loyal individuals.
Alveda King stuck with him and she's still with him.
That's right. But here's the deal.
And I work with Alveda, and I thank God for that. For Alveda King. Maggie Nichols from Faith and Freedom.
But here's the deal.
Yes.
Whenever these leftovers, I call them Obama leftovers, these deep state snakes, these infiltrators, when they got around President Donald J. Trump and everybody, what they did is push people like my sister and I out. They pushed us all away so that they could just keep their self around President Trump and ride his coattail. All right?
Yes.
All right?
You're absolutely right.
It wasn't President Trump. That's right. That's right. It was the people that was around President Donald J. Trump. Okay? So my
lying
sister and I,
demons.
We looked at them. They was lying demons. We can call them right on out. And every last one of them have showed their ugly heads. Every last one of them.
But see, that's in God's plan, baby. That's in God's plan. Listen to me carefully. When anybody put their hands on Israel, okay? Israel was in domain for 70 years. And all it took was a stroke of a pen.
President Trump
had a vision. And he had that vision 35, 40 years. Before this coming up.
That's right.
So once the plan was he had in his mind, that's a vision. That's a visionary. That's a man with a vision.
That's right.
He did everything that he said he was going to do.
And more.
At the inauguration, and the evil one got mad. He got fighting mad because he was uprooting. Some stuff was being uprooted before our eyes, but a lot of people, our own race of people, would not believe it. They rather deal with the lie. This is what the truth coming in at. When President Trump signed over Jerusalem to Israel, what do the Bible tell you about these things? When the Bible tells you things, he went by the according of God.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no prejudice. It wasn't no crazy stuff, no racist, no Ku Klux Klan. All this
None
crazy
of that
stuff they had the black folks thinking. Let's get real with it, okay?
Come on,
had the black folks thinking. And they went by all these church telling about how F Trump, F this, F that. God gave them, that's what he gave the same thing to Saul, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't touch the man of God because that was a vision that President Trump had that God gave him.
That's right. He's here for such a time as this.
Amen.
That bottom line. And can't nobody disturb him or touch it or anything. Melanie, that number again is 202-225-8281. That's the number that you want everybody to call. Because what we need...
225-8281, yes, ma'am.
Because what we want is a oversight. We want the oversight committee of Congress.
I want them, yes, and we would like for them to subpoena our J6ers. They need to be able to tell their stories to Congress.
That's right.
We need that immediately. I mean, immediately. I know there's a lot going on. We all know there's so much going on in this world. But for heaven's sakes, there's people that have been near death in these prisons and may still be right now as we speak. It is time that Congress steps up to the plate.
So Mike Johnson, that's right. We need an oversight committee, a J6 oversight committee, a real one. We need a real one. Not that little fake stuff that they were doing.
Not one in the basement.
Not one in a basement.
With bad audio.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where they go down in a basement like they the Ku Klux Klan and having a little private meeting or something.
They've already been in jail. Let's not go to the basement of the Capitol. Let's go where it matters, right?
That's right.
And let's take this and let's get these tapes released, because let me tell you something about these tapes. These tapes are going to prove that these people, because they're not getting these tapes out proper. They're hiding from the American people. And when you hide from the American people, you're going to make them a whole lot more angry.
That lets me know that they got something to hide, because the whole J6, the fraudulent J6 committee, they took and deleted a lot of their videos and different things that where people was testifying to different things. They deleted a lot of that evidence. So that lets me know you try to hide something. But we need for the Republican Congress to step up to the plate. Go ahead and let's do a J6 oversight committee. And let's get these individuals to come and testify and show their evidence. I am finding out that a lot of these individuals that's going to court, they're not even being allowed to show their own evidence.
It's being.
And you are absolutely right.
We need them, and we need immediate release of our J6 prisoners, hostages. They are prisoners of. We are in wartime.
That's right.
This is
Pharaoh, let my people go. That's what I continue to say. Let my people go. And Mama B, I can talk to you all night. I'm going to have to bring you back just for us to have a conversation about the black communities and a lot of the idiots that's supposed to be influencers who is still want these people to remain on the Democrat plantation and don't want to tell the truth about what's truly going on. And then they wonder why I'm still stuck here. And they want to blame the white man, but they're the ones sitting there listening to the white liberal Democrat that's keeping them stuck in the rut looking really messed up. They don't want to keep listening to these folks. All right?
So don't be mad at the family in the school,
because we choose to think for ourselves and think outside of the box. Okay? It's time for everybody to wake up. Look, we got two choices. You got President Trump's America versus Joe Biden's nightmare. Okay?
Come on, these honey. People, come lot, on with it.
People, real quick, a lot of these people, they are complaining. They can't even afford to purchase no weed. It's just that bad for them out there. Okay? Listen, ladies. Let me ask you one more question, Melanie. Do you have a give, send, go set up or anything set up for your son?
I had one for my son at one point, but when he came home, he went back to work, and that was no longer necessary. We would never take from any. Like, we'd rather see other J6ers get commissary because they are in need, and it was time for Andrew. As soon as he came home, and we were blessed about that. They were good.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to thank you ladies for being on the show. I know it went a little longer than I had expected, but the conversation was just that good. All right.
Thank you, Lucille.
Thank you once again. And I look to have you all back hopefully soon to give us an update. Let everybody know, look, this is the place to come. You want to tell your story, talk about this here. I'm here to talk about it because that's the only way we're going to get the word out, educate the public to let them know what truly happened and what's really going on behind the scenes. So thank you both so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetheart. We love you.
Love you.
Yes,
thank you.
Love you back. Bye-bye.
Incredible. Bye-bye. Incredible. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. You are incredible. That was an incredible conversation with Miss Melanie and Mama B. It's very, 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 very enlightening. Okay. You all, let me see. Okay. I'm good to go. Now, real, real quick, let me switch gears. Okay. Let me switch gears and get through this real, real quick. Okay. Now, y'all know that Nikki Haley, I don't know if you heard it, if you know it or not, okay, but Nikki Haley finally won a primary, y'all, in DC. All right. My question is what does that say about Nikki when she can only win the swamp? Huh? Do we now make her the queen of the swamp? Or a sewer sucker? Huh? Because that's the only place she can win. She can't even win her own home state. All right. So she finally won the swamp. Now, this makes me know that my prediction about her auditioning for the Democrat nominee, it lets me know that I'm right on point, okay? Because the only thing she won was with who? Democrats, all right? Now, y'all know that the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that President Trump, yes, my president, President Trump can appear on all of the state ballots in the 2024 elections, okay? That means that a state, they can't go around just because they hate President Trump and just kick him off the ballot because they say they don't like him, okay? The left is mad. They are upset because their plans fell through, all right? They know they can't beat him at the ballot box. That's why they're doing all of this here different prosecution and persecution of President Donald J. Trump. Now, one thing that President Trump said, he said, stop the weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. He said this here to Jim Crow Joe Biden, this illegitimate bastard that's there residing at the White House. He said, don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that, okay? See, one thing that these demonic Democrats don't like and don't understand, and a lot of people, they don't have the money, okay, to go toe-to-toe against the status quo like President Donald J. Trump does, okay? They don't have the money to take this thing all the way up to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, all right? But see, you done met your match, Democrats. Yes, you deep state snake Republicans, you done met your match. All right. See, the average person would have bowed out gracefully, went somewhere and hid like a puppy in a corner with their tails tucked between their legs. That's exactly what they did. But not President Donald J. Trump. I know that they say he's a little rough around the edges, but those rough edges is needed to cut through all of the BS that's happening right there in D.C. You stupid behind Democrats. You have been coordinating and orchestrating the prosecution and the persecution of your political opponents for years. A lot of people are locked up right now because of what you done. That's right. Because of what you done. All right. And now, you know, they have someone who isn't afraid of them. All right. It's like this. I know they say turn the other cheek. But you hit President Trump, President Trump gonna turn around and hit your ass right on back. That's right. That's just the bottom dog on line, okay? Okay? Now, first, let me say this real quick. We are a constitutional republic, all right? We are governed by constitutional law, okay? So when I hear these people talking about my democracy, they're talking about dictatorship. That's what the Democrats, they're talking about dictatorship. When you hear me talk about my democracy, I'm talking about my right to be able to vote for the candidate of my choice without interference from these Democrats and these deep state snake Republicans. All right? That's what my democracy is, to be able to participate in a free and fair election. All right? That's what it is. Okay? Now, the Democrats, they want to be your government. Okay? All right? They want to govern you and tell you who to choose. And then if you don't choose who they want you to choose, they're going to give you a big old fat lip. They're going to censor you. Uh-huh. That's what they're going to do. Yes, 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 yes. But see, when you take away my free will to vote for the candidate of my choice, that's called voter suppression. The biggest set of bastards that's going around talking about voter suppression, the black people, voter suppression. You're suppressing my vote. I'm a black woman at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day. I'm a black woman, and you bastards are suppressing my vote when you take my will away to be able to vote for the candidate of my choice. That's exactly what you're doing. It's called election rigging. Yes, you're rigging the election once again. That's what you're doing. It's called dictatorship. You're trying to dictate to me who I can and cannot vote for. I'm a 53-year-old beautiful black woman. All right? I should be able to vote for whoever I darn well choose. That's right. Democrats, you ain't nothing but some thieving thieves. That's exactly what the heck you are. That's right. That's what you are. You ain't nothing but thieves. Huh? That's all you are. Because listen, if they were able to take candidates off of the ballots, let me tell you what these thieves, these sons of bastards would have did. They could have used your name illegally. Uh-huh. To select the person that they wanted. All right? And you wouldn't have known nothing about it. So I wonder what these fools going to do next. Okay? Because these same fools, they misapply the law, they break the rules, and they twist the truth. That's what they've been doing for years. And now you got the left. Let me tell you how they twisting the truth, you all. Now you got the left saying that the Supreme Court is interfering in a presidential election, okay? Yet they won't say anything about the reason why this case is even at the Supreme Court in the first place. It's because of these Democrats and these deep state snake Republicans wanting to remove President Trump from the ballot. Huh? Now I'm hearing that the Democrats gonna came up with another scam, y'all. They saying that if they get the House in November 2024, what they're going to do is not certify President Trump if he wins the election. Now, that's what I'm hearing through the grapevine. All right. But the Democrats, don't they call this an insurrection? Huh? Don't they call this an insurrection? That's exactly what they call it. Okay. One more quick nugget I'm going to tell y'all before I go. All right. Now, I'm hearing that the Biden administration, they are accused of using taxpayer dollars to help their own campaign, Jim Crow Joe Biden campaign, with students' voter registration scheme. Okay? With using students. Uh-huh. They're using our tax dollars. So let me break it down like this. They're using our tax dollars to basically buy votes. They're using students to take and register people to vote, but paying them by using our tax dollars. This is unconstitutional. It's also illegal. Not only that, with them using our tax dollars to pay these students to register these people, which they are technically buying votes, guess what, y'all? That makes us an accessory to this crime. That's what that's doing, because our American tax dollars is what's being used. Uh-huh. They're using students to take and get all of these votes. They call it a registration. They're going to register people to vote. All right? Now, hopefully tomorrow I'll show you all this video that I got of this stupid bastard Merrick Garland in the church, in a black church, you all, talking to the black folk. Uh-huh. And they sitting back looking like Hebrew slaves, and he's sitting there looking like a master. Sitting there, we going to do this, we going to do that. I have to show y'all that tomorrow because I don't got time right now. But listen up, you all. Pay attention to what's going on. Kudos to the Supreme Court. 9 to zero, 9-0. And the liberals, oh my God, their head are exploding. They are upset about this right here because they did not get away with this scam. They didn't get away with this scheme, all right? And sad on you deep state snake Republicans that's going along with this foolishness. Shame on you. So for all of you demonic Democrat bastards that run around here talking about voter suppression, you're suppressing my vote as a Black woman. You're suppressing my vote to be able to vote for the candidate of my choice. That's what you're doing, okay? So you can't blame the white man. You can't blame the white man, Democrats. No, you are the white man, okay? That's suppressing my vote because I want to vote for President Donald J. Trump. And there's millions upon millions more that want to vote for President Donald J. Trump. But you want to step in like you done got the whip and a chain to say, oh, no, you got to do this way. You got to do that way. This is the only one that you can vote for. That's it. Uh-huh. That's what you're trying to tell me. But let me tell you, the devil is a liar. I'm going to vote for President Donald J. Trump. And I advise you to do the same thing, too. Vote right so you won't get left again. Vote red. R-E-D. Remove every Democrat by voting them the hell out. Now listen, don't forget you all. Every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. And you all pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.